Today we celebrate the feast of a relatively modern saint, but one who has been very influential in the life of the church, the spiritual life of the church, and the liturgical life of the church. Not because of her own strength or her own power, but that which was given to her by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For today we celebrate the feast of the great mystic and visionary, the great visitation nun, St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. St. Margaret Mary was born in the 1640s in the vicinity of Autun in France, of a relatively well-to-do family. When she was still a little girl, her father died, and her mother later was to remarry, and it was not a fortunate situation, for the new husband was not very supportive of her or of the children that she had had by her previous husband. And so it was very fortunate for St. Margaret Mary that in that time, as she had been in school with the nuns and back and forth from the house, that the Blessed Mother and our Lord called her to the monastic life of the Order of the Visitation. And it was there in their monastery of Paray-le-Monial that, when she was still a very young nun, growing tremendously in the spiritual life, which is something which is must have been scary and yet very a cheerful bit of news, in a sense, to her superiors and those who directed her, that then she began to experience visions of our Lord and our Lady. And among them, on different Fridays of the month in one particular year, our Lord appeared to her while she was adoring the Blessed Sacrament. And as he was speaking to her, he opened up his robe, and from his robe came forth the brightest of lights, and the heart, which he said, "This heart has loved man for so long and for so much." And it almost blinded her, almost made her faint. And then began the series of apparitions during which our Lord commanded her to spread the love of his heart, and the love that was God's, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but that was manifested principally through his most sacred heart. And so she did, and at the time, no one that she told this to, of course, you don't go around telling this to just anybody, because most people will think you're crazy. Some may think you're a saint, but most people will think you're crazy. And so when she had a chance to tell the Mother Superior, the Mother Superior was not very pleased with this news, and she thought that St. Margaret Mary was having not visions, but visions. And so she commanded her to be quiet. Not too long after this, someone else appeared on the scene, sent by God. None other than the Jesuit father, Claude de la Colombière, who now is Saint Claude de la Colombière. And he too was a visionary. He too saw Christ and the Blessed Mother, especially in relation to the Most Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist. So he listened to her and was amazed at the fact that what he had seen and heard was very similar to what she had seen and heard. And then he directed her to follow that which Christ was telling her. She was to become the apostle of the Sacred Heart. And so began the journey that the church has been undergoing for 400 years almost. And soon the popes were to get on that same bandwagon, so to speak, and all kinds of wonderful things began to occur. Finally, our Lord commanded her to spread the very special devotion of the first Fridays of the month. And our Lord promised that those who went to Mass and Communion and Confession on the first Fridays of X number of months, I think it was 9 originally, but one never knows if one has fulfilled it to perfection, so one just continues. The first Fridays of the month are most important in the spiritual life of the Church. All kinds of graces would be granted to the person and, of course, to the Church through that person, those persons. So, of course, as our Lord commanded, we too here in this shrine have always observed, as well as possible, the first Fridays of every month. In reparation for the sins committed against the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which have no end, our Lord himself told her, "If only you knew how much I suffer, how much my heart suffers because of the indifference of men, the ingratitude of men, and the many blasphemies committed against me by men." Just today, I was told, and not by a Catholic, perhaps a Catholic might have seen it and thought nothing of it, or just despised the person, which they are worthy of being despised, of some girl that had all kinds of piercings and tattoos and all kinds of stuff contrary to the law of God. And among the tattoos that she had, right over her nose, there was an upside-down cross. Now that is a blasphemy, a sacrilege, and a great affront to Christ. It is the work of Satan. So how can our Lord be offended by the acts of men? And I wonder, and so, you know, I told that man who was telling me these things, have you not thought that perhaps this was somebody's little girl? That perhaps this was somebody's little grandchild or sister? And that all the good things that they have wished for her are disparaged because she is a living and walking image of blasphemy and of all kinds of desecration to God and to our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have to make reparation. And our reparation should not only be on First Fridays, it should be every single day. Every single suffering that we have to undergo. Every single sacrifice. And so today, I remind you, through this feast of St. Mary, Margaret Mary Alacoque, who died at the early age of 43 in 1690, to ask our Lord, through her intercession, to convert as many fallen away, especially Catholics, and as many others who have never heard of God, of the Trinity, of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To convert them, to bring them to Him, and to use us as His instruments. In addition, today, along with many other feasts, is the feast of the Redemptress, a young priest, St. Gerard Magella, who is particularly known for his love of children and babies and his intercession for mothers who are having difficult pregnancies. And so today we invoke also the great St. Gerard Magella. And also, of course, remember his feast is not now, as I think in February, St. Claude de la Colombière, a good Jesuit, which is a very rare thing, especially today, who helped to bring about the visions and the requests of our Lord Jesus Christ to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. And they united themselves to the great priest and father of priests, St. Jean Eudes, whose feast is in August, and we have celebrated already. May they all intercede for us, and may they change us. One of the things that is one of the most beautiful antiphons of the Mass of today, and I don't see it here in English, but it is in the Latin, in the, well, here it is, it's a gradual. It's one of the things that one of my spiritual sons, when I first adopted him, gave to me on the back of his photograph, and it always touches me very deeply. Of course, he put it in Latin, but it is in English in the Missal. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. My flesh and my heart have fainted away. And so we too do the same in the face of our Lord Jesus Christ as we kneel before him and adore and bow the head to him and make reparation for all the blasphemies of this world and all the blasphemies going on in the church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.